Steven Spielberg comments for first time on October 7 Hamas attacks. Never imagine I would see such unspeakable barbarity against Jews in my lifetime. By David Ng on December 6, 2023. Schindler's List director Steven Spielberg has commented publicly for the first time about the October 7 Hamas terror attacks that killed 1,200 Israelis, saying he never imagined he would see such unspeakable barbarity against Jews in my lifetime. Steven Spielberg's comment appeared in a Friday announcement from the USC Shoah Foundation about a new campaign to record eyewitness testimony to the Hamas attacks. Chairman Rob Williams and the team at the USC Shoah Foundation are leading an effort that will ensure that the voices of survivors will act as a powerful tool to counter the dangerous rise of anti-Semitism and hate, said Spielberg, who founded the organization in 1994. I never imagined I would see such unspeakable barbarity against Jews in my lifetime, Spielberg said. The USC Shoah Foundation said it is now urgently working with production teams on the ground in Israel to collect accounts of the October 7 attacks as part of its growing effort to secure testimonies of victims of anti-Semitism since 1945. The organization continues to seek out first-hand testimony from those who survived the Holocaust. Holocaust survivors are the most courageous and brave among us, and their accounts are a lasting testament to the resilience of the human spirit, said Spielberg. Both initiatives, recording interviews with survivors of the October 7 attacks and the ongoing collection of Holocaust testimony, seek to fulfill our promise to survivors that their stories would be recorded and shared in the effort to preserve history and to work toward a world without anti-Semitism or hate of any kind. We must remain united and steadfast in these efforts. Since the October 7 attacks, anti-Semitism has surged in Democrat-controlled cities and on elite university campuses. As Breitbart News reported, the presidents of Harvard, the University of Pennsylvania, and MIT were summoned before members of Congress this week where they refused to say that calling for the genocide of the Jewish people violates their school's code of conduct. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.